General Odierno says the coalition effort in Iraq is close to reaching its goals. He said attacks and casualties are down sharply and life has returned to normal in many parts of the country. He told House lawmakers that as a result, he is accelerating the drawdown of U.S. forces.
As we go forward, we'll thin our lines across Iraq in order to reduce the risk and sustain stability through a deliberate transition of our responsibilities to the Iraqi security forces.
The U.S. troop level in Iraq has already been cut by 20,000 this year to about 122,000. But the general said he will maintain a substantial force until after the Iraqi election in January to be sure the transition does not become violent. Still, he said the United States will meet the target of not having more than 50,000 U.S. troops in Iraq by next August. Despite progress, there are several drivers of instability, including disagreements over sharing oil revenue, says Odierno. There are factional struggles, including the Arab-Kurd dispute. In addition, al-Qaeda in Iraq has been blamed for multiple bomb attacks.
Its capabilities are degraded, but they're still a bit resilient, and they still are able to conduct operations.
On August 19th, simultaneous bomb attacks in Baghdad killed 95 people. Government officials blamed the attacks on al-Qaeda and remnants of the Iraqi Baathists loyal to Saddam Hussein.
All it does is kill innocent people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's frustrating to us, and it's frustrating to the Iraqis. And that's what we're trying to stop inside of Iraq now.
General Odierno says Iraqi forces continue to need help fighting al-Qaeda and other violent groups, especially with logistics and supply issues. But he says their capabilities are growing. Continued meddling in Iraq by Iranian operatives is another U.S. concern.
We still continue to uncover large caches of rockets, rails to shoot rockets, and some explosive-form projectiles that are made in Iran. We continue to see potential interference in the political process inside of Iraq.
General Odierno says Iraqi forces have been effective at finding and defeating Iranian-supported elements. He says all U.S. forces will be out of Iraq as promised by the end of 2011. But Iraq, in his view, will still need U.S. support beyond that date to stabilize its economy and secure the country. Al Pessin, VOA News, Washington.